Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Celeste Cuffey here of Life and Power Consulting Services, where our mission is to reach, encourage, and motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills to create better families and communities. Thank you so much for joining me on today, and I do trust that you are having a productive day. I trust that you're having a positive day, and I also trust that you are living a life empowered. Well, I'm so excited about today's topic today. I just had the opportunity over the last couple of days to do some networking, to do some relationship building, just spending time with some really great people. And that really was my inspiration for today's podcast. And here it is. The long and the short is that we all need each other. Now, it's important to understand and know and recognize and believe that we bring greatness to this table, the table of life. We are wonderful. We are creative. We are capable individuals, capable human beings. However, it's also important to note that there are so many around us that are absolutely the same. They're also creative and capable and wonderful, and they have something to offer as well, and they bring greatness to this table of life as well. And so what I want to do today is just share some benefits of leveraging each other. Because think about it, just kind of to sum it up, if you take your power and you take your power, your grace, your authority, your capabilities, and you align it with someone else who also has that same power, grace, capability, and authority, what would you have? You don't lose anything. You only gain because we're better together. And so today we're going to talk about some benefits of needing and leveraging each other. And the first thing that I want to share with you is that we have to understand that we need each other because when we need and we leverage each other, we tap into everyone else's strengths as well. Don't forget, we all bring something to the table, and being able to take the best of you and bring that to the table, and the best of me and bring that to the table, and the best of person A, B, and C and bring all of those to the table, we are helping each other as a result. And so it's an important thing that we are able to comfortably and confidently tap into everyone's strengths because we all bring something. Now, you may not know what it is, and I may not know what it is, but once we bring it together, we will figure it out. And that's why we have to make sure that we communicate because effective communication is what really makes us stronger and smarter. And not only does it make us stronger and smarter, but it strengthens our relationships. Because as I'm leveraging person A now recognizes and they know that others recognize what they bring to the table, which then strengthens and builds their confidence. It strengthens relationships. And not only does it build their confidence in who they are, but it builds their confidence in who you are and vice versa. Because now you trust each other. Because now you know who you can lean on during specific tasks or specific situations that you can leverage their strengths for. And vice versa. And so you want to make sure that you're tapping into everyone's strengths. And you also want to make sure that you're communicating effectively because that strengthens relationships. Why do we need each other? Because we're better together. We're stronger together. Now, the other beautiful thing about leveraging and recognizing each other in their area of strength is that you don't have to feel like you know it all. It takes the perceived weight off of you. It takes the perceived weight off of me, a feeling like I have to have all the answers, that I have to know what to do all of the time. That weight is lifted. And notice here that I said perceived weight because sometimes we know what we're good at, and then because we're not good in a certain area, we're uncomfortable. And if someone asks us a question in that area that we're not good at, we feel like there's an obligation that we have to provide the answer. But none of us are all-knowing. And so having the right people in your circle, having the right people in your place says, makes you comfortable with saying, you know what, I don't know the answer, but I know someone who might. So reach out to this person. And that is the beauty of leveraging each other. Because now you don't feel like you have to know it all. But between you and your circle of greatness, you know it all. And if you don't know it, you know somebody that knows it. And sometimes that's better than you knowing it yourself. The other thing that's important that we should highlight when it comes to leveraging each other and needing each other is a term that I'll call borrowed motivation. Borrowed motivation. Now, let's be honest. If we're building a business, if we're building our career, if we're raising our children, if we're learning how to drive, if we're doing something that we've never done before, if we're doing things that we've done all the time, whatever the situation, whatever the case may be, there will be days in which you don't feel like you're as strong. There will be days when you don't feel like you have it all together. There'll be days when you feel like you want to give up and you want to quit. However, you have a support. You have a team to help push you and to cheer you on. That is the borrowed motivation. So when you don't feel it for yourself, you have positioned yourself around people that will help motivate you to get there, to push instead of and in spite of how you feel. And that's what borrowed motivation is. And so when you are going through your days, and you're just having that day where you just don't feel like it, you might call up a person. You might call up a friend, a colleague, a spouse. And you'll just say, you know, today is just not the day. I'm not up to it. However, by the time they get finished talking about what they've had to do, and then when they get finished encouraging you, now you feel motivated. And that is borrowed motivation. Now, the next thing, accountability. Not only do we need each other, not only should we leverage each other, but we should also help each other be responsible and accountable. So let's just say you have a group effort going on. You have a group event maybe that you're planning. And so you give everyone an assignment. As you're giving them the assignment, you're also giving them the responsibility and the accountability to achieve it. And so what do? You trust but verify. You encourage them and you remind them that they're capable and that they can do it. And then you remind them to rely on you and to come to you if you have questions, if they have questions, rather. But you make them accountable. And then you make sure that you recognize them, that this goal was a success because of each and every contribution. So no matter how big or small that thing was, their contribution helped make it a success. So why do we need accountability? Why is that important? Because that matures us as individuals. It helps us stay on task. It reinforces the belief in us by others that we can do it. And so they become our accountability partners, so to speak. And that is incredibly important. Collective wisdom. Two heads are better than one. I'm sure you've heard that before. It takes a village to raise a child. I'm sure you've heard that before. When we come together, when we put our minds together and we have a goal, we work towards that goal. And remember that we're not here to compete with each other. We're here to complement each other. My left hand is not in competition with my right hand, even though they're both hands. My left leg is not in competition with my right leg, even though they're both legs. But my left hand complements my right hand. My left leg complements my right leg. We are here to complement each other, not compete with each other. And so when we understand that and when we get that deep on the inside of who we are and our being, then we can comfortably share our wisdom and bring it together with the wisdom of our sisters and our brothers. And collectively, we build the best organizations. We run the best businesses. We grow the best churches. We grow the best families because the spouses are working together to build this beautiful thing together because we need each other. And so, just to summarize again, why do we need each other? What's the value? What are the benefits? Here they are. We tap into everyone's strength, and we allow each other to leverage them. You don't have to feel like you know it all. It takes the weight off of you. You have borrowed motivation. So when you're not feeling your best, your team, your circle, they're there to support you and to cheer you on. Accountability, they believe in you. And so you believe in yourself and you want to make good on your commitment because you have a group of people. You have a person, an individual that is counting on you. Collective wisdom. Together, we're just better together. And we're complementing each other and we're not competing with each other. And we're strengthening the relationships through effective communication. So, I hope in this podcast you walk away with something that will help you to look at a person and even share with the person that we're not at war. We're not against each other. We're not in competition with each other, but we're working together. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining me. And for more information about Life and Power Consulting Services and the services that we offer, please contact me at 414-939-5327 or visit my website at www.celestecuffey.com. That's www.celestecuffey, C-E-L-E-S-T-E-C-U-F as in Frank, F again, I-E, one word, celestecuffey.com. And do not forget to live a life empowered. So thank you so much for your time and enjoy your day. Take care.